Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and it's Mocha Gumbo.
It is.
It's been a while. James has been dogging me, and with good reason, to get this going. I'm sorry it took us so long. I was really lazy. How are you, James?
I'm well, but I can't hear myself.
Oh, that's a little disarming.
We'll work through it.
We'll fix it. Well, that'll give us a good reason to actually play music so we can try to fix it.
Well, all right. That's fair.
So we won't have to talk about it. So what's happened in our lives since we last... When was our last broadcast? It was...
Mid-December? Yeah.
It was December 9th, I think. Let me pull up this coffee table jazz. I would say we'll discuss winter break, but that's kind of long gone now.
Yeah, it's...
Not that we did anything anyway.
Oh yeah, exactly. I don't think many people, unless you have travel plans, you're not really doing much.
Yeah, and I had no problem with that. My parents actually, you wouldn't do anything. I'm like, no. I was very content just sitting at home doing nothing.
It's nice to get a break from literally everything always.
And it's that's why I love going home. It has nothing to do with. Being in, college work, because that's not work. Mm. Come on. There are, real world jobs people do. Lift giant girders of steel and make buildings. I read books in the dark. Like, that's not work. But the big thing for me is having a room in my house and only, two other people there. I like and don't get me wrong, I like hanging out with my friends, but I like isolation.
Yeah,
alone. A measured amount of it. Sometimes. It felt really nice.
I don't know.
I didn't go on December 23rd, lock the door, and come out January 23rd.
Alone, like emotionally alone, just like physically. You can't be around people all the time. That's weird.
There are people that would prefer the opposite, no doubt.
I would hesitate to say that.
Like, there were people that would prefer a greater proportion of.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. I'm saying.
No, everyone needs, yeah.
I'm saying everyone needs to be alone at least a bit. Like, that's just kind of how it works.
Not my ex-girlfriend. She was...
Wow. That was... Jones snorting the back.
Don't worry, she doesn't... I really hope she does.
Speaking of listeners, let's give a shout out to our three listeners, Mr. and Mrs. Milton and Julian Benici.
He's not listening.
He's not listening?
I doubt it.
All right, I hope your parents are listening.
No, they're listening. And my brother. My brother's listening.
And brother Milton, yeah.
And maybe one person from Players, but...
Hopefully Mackerman, maybe?
No.
Michelle?
He's a busy guy. Michelle, yeah, Michelle.
Hopefully one of them.
All right, let's put on this coffee table, Jazz, keep things going. I do actually have a couple of songs that I want to show you, and just as a byproduct, other people.
I'd like to get at least one song in today.
Yo, good goal.
No, I mean of my own.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, actually, no, if you don't contribute to the playlist, you don't get to play anything.
I put things on there.
Did you?
Not many, but I put things. I have...
I like how you told me, you were like, oh, I can't put together a cohesive playlist. You should look at what together.
I've seen
Peter Gabriel and then just wind chimes and
there's a lot of
weird stuff.
But, I looked at my playlist that I made and I was like, I just don't like this at all. It's just not good.
I'm running out of themes. I'm not going to theme it anymore.
Yeah, we can just throw whatever we feel is,
the vibe. I've been getting by proxy themes, because I Discover Weekly, Spotify Discover Weekly, greatest thing in the world.
It's amazing.
It happens to be themed, because most of the stuff I listen to is in not the same genre, but the same. It's got a lot of there's a lot of drum. Like, there's a lot of just a boom clap drum in the back.
Oh, okay,
and
right,
then
nice.
And then it's like upbeat, because I listen to Owl City.
Oh, so indie pop.
Owl City.
Or like folky.
No. Well, some folky.
I like folky. I've grown to appreciate folky a lot more than I had.
There's certain... Like, I have... If you ever look at my playlist, they're not... they're not titled by genre.
Mm-hmm.
They're titled by, like, not even emotion, just, like, scene. Like, I have one, if I'm in, like, a very adventure-y mood and I feel like, you know, taking a long 400-mile drive west, I literally have a playlist for that exact situation.
How long is that playlist?
Not that long. My longest playlist is
like
called...
I feel like you would have to have a long playlist for that.
Well, no, it's just Rock Me Like a Wagon Wheel, like, 50 times.
It's valid.
But no, my biggest playlist is If I Were a Superhero, and it's just everything I can think of would be on my soundtrack if I were a superhero. I'm like a raging narcissist.
No, I understand. From knowing you for as long as I have, it's
I imagine myself.
It's consuming. It's like overbearing.
Oh, it's awful.
It's like I start to see you in a good light. It's awful.
This is comparatively better than the last time. Do you remember how we opened the show the first semester? If you listen back to no.
No.
The second recording was fine. The first show
was
awful.
The first
awful.
Show was lost.
Yeah, thank...
Sorry, the first show is in the aether.
Yeah.
And our second show, which is the first show, we didn't learn much from the first show because we couldn't listen back on it. So we were like, oh, man, we did fine.
Have
and you listened back to
I
it,
literally,
it just,
I listened to that back episode just for the first 20 seconds. The crossfading between... Joe, get the hell out of my studio right now. The crossfade between the whatever was playing on airtime and then to what was that Cash song? Overtime.
Yes.
That sounded really good.
Airtime to overtime.
Ah,
I like it.
There we go.
See, it's good. It's good. I think this semester also because I'm not afraid to talk over you.
Well, you know now that I will never stop, ever.
But I have an inherent fear of, well, I guess it's mostly irrational, but I don't want to talk over someone and have them be like, oh, I'm just talking over me. Wow.
No, that's right? The whole thing. Yeah. Well, you know that I like tangents. Like, if we had a structured, I can never do, like, Lincoln Douglas debate because
I mean,
bring up a point and then be like, you know, some wild up. I thrive off of things that don't. That aren't cohesive.
Aren't structured. Oh, that's fair. That's why our playlists are how they are.
Yeah, and it never made sense to me. And me and Joe have talked about this, is that I don't like... I think sketches are fun. But
sketches.
It's like sketch comedy and like structured conversation, dialogue that's pre-made. But otherwise, I'm just here... It's disingenuous as a talk show if I come on and I'm really trying to be funny and I'm really trying to hook in an audience.
Mm.
I just don't like that. Especially because this is, you know, we're not getting paid by the hour here. I don't have to do that. I'd much rather
we're
have
we're just having
no
a conversation
structure.
With other people.
Yeah, and other
like,
people
with
like,
other
oh.
people listening.
Yeah, this is a show you fall asleep to. You don't get
especially
unless
both of us have chocolate covered voices.
Oh yeah.
I mean, at least Vape God over here.
Well, oh, don't.
It's
do
fine.
That.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry.
My parents are listening. If my dad hears people calling me Vape God,
it's fine.
He's
it's
gonna come
me.
Up here and take his leather
oh,
boot.
He better.
Oh man.
God, I love it. You gotta love it.
All right, so I'm gonna go to. Let's. We might as well get started on a little music, so
yeah,
we can
sure,
fix your headphone thing. I'm.
Can you play mine?
Oh sure. No. Whatever. Fine.
Oh. All right. Here. Give me. Just give me one song.
All right. What is it?
This song right now is going to be Escapee by Architecture in Helsinki.
Oh, boy.
There we go. They're a lovely band.
All right, Escapee by Architecture in Helsinki. We'll be right back. Stay tuned and enjoy the music. We'll be right back.
game of life before we got to go. He looked at me and said, I've pondered long, listening to Mother Nature's song. And let me tell you, son, life ain't just for fun. But if you want to have a ball, here's how you get it done. You got to swing, but you got to save your soul. Swing, but you got for it gets old. When troubles get around, don't start in to frown. Just put on your dancing shoes and dance them out of town. The world is full of music, don't you know? Not just what is on your radio. So here's my answer, boy, for everlasting joy. Just swing what you got to save your soul.
Welcome back to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is still Mocha Gumbo, and I'm looking for the coffee table jazz. We got dead air.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Speaking of dead air, I still can't hear anything for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Not our voices.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You don't have to hear us.
Oh, but I love us.
Oh, me too. I love us too.
Wow. That was... I don't know if you guys could feel that tension, but there was a lot of it.
Hold on. Let me check on your stuff over here. Nothing. Oh yeah.
You're gonna check my stuff?
Yeah. All right. Don't make it.
Oh, Kevin. Oh, God, Kevin.
Stop.
Kevin, get back on the deck. My
pants. No, my
pants. Jesus.
Did we do that to Julian? Who did we do that to?
I feel like we mess with Julian more than he deserves it.
Yeah.
Julian also is really listening. I hate you.
It really is. That's the trouble with being such a good sport. If one day he just explodes, he's just gonna lose it.
It's gonna be like all at once.
Oh yeah.
He needs to fight back a bit, sometimes.
Oh, he does.
Did I ever tell me this?
Did I ever tell you? All right. So we're roommates, me and Julian. For those who don't know, yeah. And we would have fake like loud fights in our dorm room. To see who would respond.
So
this was the very beginning of the year.
What?
No, not even. No, oh. Just roommates fighting. Like, hard, like fighting, like punching.
Oh, okay, wow. I thought this was, like a verbal altercation.
No, like, it was, but we were, like, brawling. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but,
the old rah, rah.
Yeah. No, so we were like, all right, what, who's gonna respond? If any, if anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone gonna intervene in this roommate-v-roommate fight? And we did it for, like, we did it a couple of nights of the first week we were here, and nothing happened.
I just imagine you guys just yelling at each other, like, yeah, loudly, screaming every night.
He came in after a party one night, and I'm like, where have you been?
Oh,
he's
God.
Like, you know, you don't own me. And I was like, well, you know what? If you did your part around here, and then he's like, you know what? I'm going to get a new roommate. And we just went back and forth, escalating,
mm-hmm.
and nothing happened. 2 months later...
God.
I'm checking my Facebook, and I see there's two tabs. There's, like, messages from your friends,
mm-hmm.
and then message requests. I never saw the message request thing. So I click on message requests, and it's the RA, who, at this point, we're friends. Like,
no.
We know him now. We didn't know him back then.
Okay.
So it's from, like, September 17th. It says, hey, are you guys okay in there? So I messaged him back 2 months later. I walked up to him. I'm like, do you remember? He's like, what? I'm like, he sent us a message. He's like, oh, yeah, I was really concerned.
Oh, God,
I was like, no, that was just a prank. He's like, a little funny prank.
No,
like, I almost knocked on the door. But,
well, at least you know someone was concerned.
Yeah, that was the point. I wanted to know if anyone... I was kind of mad, actually. Nobody...
What, are you doing an experiment on the human condition?
Yeah.
Is that...
It was almost... Yeah, it was almost like a... It was like a Stanford Prison 2.0.
No, that is not at all Stanford Prison.
Yeah, that's the only psychological
experiment.
That is
one of the most far removed things from the Stanford Prison experiment.
Didn't they make a movie about that?
Yeah, they did. I actually wanted to watch that.
That could be done really poorly or really well.
It seemed... I mean, with the jump cuts... that they did in the trailer,
uh-huh.
It seemed interesting.
Yeah, but I also thought... Oh, this is a good topic. What were movies whose trailers made it super hype but ended up being awful? Wait, sorry, Joe, you have some.
I'm sorry,
go
back.
All
right, okay. All right. They can't hear Joe.
That's fine. He'll just scream it.
I'll tell you.
Okay. I was thinking... There was that one horror movie that came out recently... it had a woman in Britain in a mansion. I mean, that's like 80% of horror movies. Let me look this up because it looked really good. I actually saw it with a few people from school and it was awful. It was just boring. And, it wasn't boring. It was more so that they had shown all of the scary bits in the trailer, right, to entice
you. That's the worst.
Yeah.
I hate movies that leave nothing to the imagination. Or yeah, trailers, like
that,
rather.
That and comedy movies are also very bad about doing that.
Yeah, because they use the funniest bits and then the rest is just filler.
Yeah, it's awful because then you get drawn in like, oh, this movie looks hilarious. I can quote the trailer. It's
But there's also those movies that have, they have really theatrical cinematic moments,
mm-hmm.
and they smash cut those into a trailer. Like, what is it? This music's a little loud.
Real quick, if I can interject.
No,
The Forest.
The Forest. Was this a good trailer, bad movie?
Yes. The Forest with... She's in Game of Thrones.
Khaleesi.
No, I don't watch.
Khaleesi is the only okay.
Natalie Dormer. That was a letdown.
I don't know if this is the problem with bad movies with good trailers is that the movies are discarded as horrible, so you forget the trailer.
also fair.
Epic. There was a movie called Epic. It was an animated movie.
Disney movie or just an animated?
A Pixar. It was an animated movie about like. This girl who gets shrunk down to like the size of an ant.
Okay.
And there's like she discovers this whole world in the forest, like this fantasy world. There's like leaf men, and they're like having a fight with this like dark enemy of the forest. It was called Epic. The trailer was epic. It was amazing, and the movie was like extremely subpar. And it was so frustrating.
Well, I mean, no one's gonna see a movie called Extremely Subpar. I wouldn't go to that. I don't know about you guys, but. Actually, that might be funny.
No, I might reward their honesty with buying a ticket. Not like, even go to it.
Yeah, it was like a 6 out of 10. It was all right.
It was subpar.
I was
thinking
of the Super 8. Super 8.
Wait, Spielberg?
Spielberg.
Really?
A huge train crash in there.
Yeah.
And that was, what, 20 seconds of the film?
Right.
It was super slow.
Yeah.
And the beginning, too.
Nothing really happened, right?
No.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed Crimson to criticize Peak them, though.
Was the movie I was thinking of.
Crimson Peak. Wait, that's... It's
the horror movie where the girl gets married to a ridiculously rich guy, and then she inherits a mansion, and there's a ghost mom or something like that. And
I'm lost.
It's very atmospheric. It's well done, but again, the reason I thought it wasn't good is because most of the scares were in the trailer, and it ruined it for me.
Yeah, that's so
because
awful.
I knew exactly because the setup. You still get like the jitters, and you feel right. That anxiety and that dread, but you're like, oh, I know what's going to happen.
You know, now on the same subject, there are a series of movies. In particular, what I'm thinking of is Marvel movies.
Okay.
Marvel movies, the trailers are notoriously amazing and epic. And like you watch them and you're like, I'm going to become a superhero. Like you run around your room and you punch your pillows. That's what I do. But
I can see that.
They are like, notoriously, you know, absolutely. That they're saturated with action and good sequences, the trailers. But the movies are the exact same thing. Okay. Marvel movies never fail with the trailers. They spice up the trailers. They make them extremely interesting. Movies are notoriously even more cinematic and action-packed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the problem with, well, that's very easy to do. Like, if you have, like, a Transformers on your hands or a Pirates of the Caribbean, you know it's going to be entertaining. Yeah. It's really hard to make a really subtle drama or adventure movie more cinematic than it actually is. Mm-hmm.
You know what's also interesting is, to that same point, when I was talking about horror movies and comedy movies, I guess comedy movies it's different, but with horror movies, the entire... setting the scene, why they're so scary is because you have those long-winded moments of the dread and anxiety, right? And it builds until you have those scares, but you can't do that in a trailer. You don't have time to do that. You don't have time in a 2-minute space to create this atmosphere that's going to rope in your viewer. Right. So they have to show the scares outright.
Just plain jump scares.
It's awful. It's, yeah.
And then you're like, all right, I know where the jump scares are now.
Yeah, exactly. And then you watch it, and you're like, ah, ooh. Uh-huh. Except if The Descent is the scariest horror movie in human history.
The Descent.
It's about spelunking. Spelunking is something I will never do in my life.
Is that like you go find treasure?
No, spelunking is like cave exploring.
Oh.
I just think that it's like, who would want to do that?
Crazy people.
Like, I don't know, caving is just, it's...
Is it also called caving?
I mean, I guess anything involving caves, I'm not about.
I'm not a. I wouldn't mind. I could definitely like scuba dive.
See, I could I don't not. Like the water
I would rather scuba dive than swim in a 6-foot murky lake.
That's fair, I think.
I cannot. I forget what comedian it was, but they're like, you know, the ocean. You know what happens, right? The shark comes up, the theme song starts playing, and then it rips your arm off.
Okay.
And in a lake, if my toe touches a slimy log, I throw up and die.
Yeah.
It's just, I hate the unknown below the lake.
No, but I think that's inherently why people are afraid of a lot of things, is because it's the unknown.
Yeah, but the problem is with a lake, it's like, it could be 6 feet deep. I could be standing up in it.
Yeah.
But just oh my god, the refuse that goes on.
Nobody, yeah, that's fair.
The things teenagers do at a lake, a lot different than what they do at a public beach. Lake is filled with, you know, for one, radioactive chemicals that, you know, the super secret government organization dumped in there. The aftermath of a lover's quarrel. Two handguns after a heist, and then like 7 mutant lizards. And I know that's in every lake, and I hate it. I can't do it. An ocean is just there, especially if it's a clear ocean. You're like, oh, there's the barracuda that's about to rip me in half. You don't get that courtesy.
No,
when you're
I think the ocean is terrifying. It's interesting because I find myself, so I don't like the ocean very much. I'm an atrocious swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have an irrational fear of the air. And then I just told you.
The air?
No, not like the air around us. I mean, like, Like flying. Like flying.
Flying,
because
yeah,
when I fly, it's like, oh, I'm going to crash and die.
Yeah.
Every time.
Oh, absolutely. And I can't do it either.
We had just experienced, or as I had just noted, I also hate the underground. So with those three...
Well, you're just an earthly
with
man.
With those three regions of the world out, I'm like flat surface.
You are a sea level man.
Yeah, I am an above ground, but not too much above ground.
Sub-aerial, sub-aqueous man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not a
thrill seeker, if you
will. I don't understand. I was watching a plane take off. driving by, yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching a plane take off, and I was driving by JFK. Or okay. No. LaGuardia? I don't remember. Whatever it is you drive.
Were they tearing that down?
Jersey to, I don't know. But are they? What? I don't know.
I have no clue.
But I'm driving by, and my car's going 70. And the plane looks like, relative to me, it's going like 200 miles an hour. I don't care what the science is. You could show me, you could have a brilliant physicist tell me, this is how planes work. I don't believe it.
We had this conversation last semester.
I don't
where you don't believe in planes.
It's annoying. Like, they shouldn't work. Boats shouldn't work, and I don't believe they do.
I think
giant squids go on the bottom of boats and lift them up.
I think boats have a science. I think planes is just God carrying you through the sky on a molten mass of metal. That's not actually. That's a...
What scares me even more are like single person like Cessna planes.
Okay.
Like, how does it's like taking an old ceiling. I'm talking about the old Cessnas.
Yeah.
It looks like an old ceiling fan put on a banana boat, and then they just stuck some wings on it and went, and they fly.
Yeah,
they fly. It's the rotor is like, it's made of like balsa wood, and some guy carved it with a flensing knife. He didn't even, it wasn't like made in a factory with laser precision.
It runs on like feet power and dreams. Yeah. It's off.
He just pedals it. Yeah. It's, I don't buy into it.
oh God. If you die, don't
dead.
Die at me.
Not yet. That'd be funny if while we're talking about how planes don't work, I just die from inhaling dust. Or a rational fear of planes, and I die sitting at a computer.
That's how I want to go out.
All right, I'm going to go to my thing, and then we'll play your thing after that during doing two and two. All right, so we're going to go to, let's see what we got here.
How about you say your song, then I'll say mine, and then
all right.
We'll go through that one.
Unfortunately, my playlist is not public.
I just play it.
I do have it on here.
A lot of swing tonight.
Yeah, I'm really feeling it. Okay, so this is... Oh, there we go. This is a song... This is a remix of... who did G-O-M-D? Who wrote that?
Oh,
J. Cole?
It was J. Cole.
J. Cole sampled a song from Tennessee Williams' The Piano Lesson at the beginning. You know, oh, I might not want
you. Yeah,
that sample is from that play, and I love it. And I also found another remix, and this is it. It's called Birda Birda. It's a techno-y remix. I thought it was really nice.
All right.
This is by Thomas Venn, and what are you going to play?
I think I'm going to go with Take a Walk by Passion Pit.
Classic. All right, so we will be right back. Here's two songs. Should be back in about 8-9 minutes. Enjoy the music. Stay with us. We love you.
Wait on me, well now, I'm not ocean winner. I go free, oh, I'm not ocean winner. I go free, well now, oh no, the frost winner. Sun go down, oh, oh no, the frost winner. Sun go down, well now, oh, Alberta, Alberta. Yeah.
across the coast. Once a year I'll see them for a week or so at most. I should go on. I remind myself that times could be much worse. My wife won't ask me questions. There's not so much to ask, and she'll never front around an empty purse. Once my mind is lacking just a stellar couple nights, and decided she would stay the rest of her life. I watch my little children play some board game in the kitchen, and I sit. But then my partner called to say the pension funds were gone. He made some bad investments, now the count's all overdrawn. I took a walk. Tonight I swear I'll come home and we'll make love like we're young. Tomorrow you'll cook dinner for the neighbors and their kids. We can rip apart those socialists and all their damn taxes. But see, I am no criminal. I'm down on both bad knees. I'm just too much a coward to admit when I'm in need.
Welcome back. You're still listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. What's playing right now is something called Orinoco Flow, because I couldn't get to the coffee table jazz, but it's still pretty mellow.
Oh, we can hear ourselves now.
Yeah. All right, so we are coming up to the top of the hour. We'll talk for a little bit more, try to get two more songs in. That'd be a record if we did that.
Yeah, six songs would be a lot to handle.
So Joe just left us. Where do we leave off?
I always do like talking, though. I mean, if you want to just play your one last song, that's fine with me. We can save mine. It's a Bjorn song.
Bjorn?
Bjorn's B O with the.
Oh wait, yeah. I don't know. No, I just gotta squeeze in some Jay Giles at the top of the hour.
Gotcha.
Word of the day. We didn't do a word of the day yet.
Oh, we didn't, yeah.
So let me just pull that up.
For those of you who don't know, we used to close off our show with a word of the day, so we would choose a word and then just say things.
Yeah, see what it brings to mind. A random word generator, and we've yet to find a really good one. Well, let's see what this gives us.
We had an interesting, we had scrapped that word because of reasons. It's actually interesting how I started listening to Bjorn's. I know they came and they played last year in the Markle parking deck, which was pretty sweet.
Really? Are they big now?
Well, I mean, they were always kind of big. They had the one song, Electric Love, that was very popular.
Uh-huh.
But their same album, I think Dopamine is the album, was just coming out around that time, unless I'm completely wrong. But I think they're good.
I'll have to give them a look. I've definitely heard one of their songs, I think, just by virtue of them coming here.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably Electric Love. But they have... Dopamine's an incredible album. They have American Money. They have... I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's I love it. And the reason I started listening to them again is because I heard one of their songs, the one I was going to play actually, in an indie shop in Soho.
Oh, of course,
in New York.
That sounds like where they would be heard. What's their genre exactly?
I don't know. It's either indie or alternative. I can look it up now. Let's get a word while I'm doing this.
Let's get a word. Scientist is the word of the day.
That's a lot. We always talk about science.
Oh, we talk about how we don't believe in science.
I believe in science.
No, if
you're just
with the amount we talk about how much we don't believe in science, we should run for Congress. We could probably make it.
All right. Too soon.
What do you mean too soon? It's happening right now.
Let's get a new word.
That's not something you wait for in hindsight.
That's also fair. It's they're indie pop and alt rock.
Indie pop, alt rock. So I don't even know what that is. Galaxy. Anything for Galaxy?
Galaxy. It's
it is big.
Guardians of the Galaxy too.
Guardians. Oh yeah. I don't think I saw. I saw fragments of the first one when I was drinking a lot of apple juice at the time, so I don't really remember much.
It's pretty good. It's a Marvel movie that
seems pretty weird.
You
to
can.
Honest.
Oh, it's a Marvel.
Is it
movie.
Is it a universe they invented recently?
I believe. I mean, all the comics come out first, but I believe there is... I'm going to, like, show how much of a horrible... not a horrible, but I'm going to show how much of a nerd I am, I guess. It's, I believe...
He's wearing a collar-checkered shirt thick, bold, black-rimmed glasses,
all right,
everyone.
All right.
Just there paint is, a picture.
There is an arc in the universe they're currently doing, which
Can you say this whole story like this?
So the current arc in the Marvel Universe through all the movies is that they're trying to collect all the Stones of Power. And
Stones of Power.
It's found 4 out of the 5, I believe. And it's like Thor's got one. And they got more in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Do they have any tabletop pieces based off these characters?
Yeah, probably.
Oh my god, that'd be so cool if we could get like a Dungeons and Dragons like piece.
Oh my god, we could play on air, so and then our viewers could play with us. No, but
all their girlfriend.
I'm sorry.
real. Yeah, basically they're tying all the Marvel movies together with the Infinity Stones.
I think. Guardians
of the Galaxy. They find like the purple one. I don't remember what it is. The Mind Stone, maybe. I don't know. But I haven't read the comic books in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. I was never a comic book guy. I never got into them.
Neither
I would have enjoyed
them.
I'm sure I would have enjoyed them. I just never got into it.
I think most of my comic book reading was probably Marvel, and Kick-Ass was pretty good.
Whoa.
I'm not sure
your
if I can
mouth
say that.
No, it's the name of a brand. You can say that.
Okay, good. Then... Got a lot of interesting brands I want to talk about. Okay.
Have you ever heard of International? probably exists, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely.
Just for this, someone made it because they were like, some guy in the FCC needs to, not too loud?
Yeah.
Piano. I don't know that was up there.
Yeah.
No.
It's a bit bland.
I played piano.
I need
That's
something,
not bland.
I need something to
hey.
No, piano's beautiful, but I need something to spark it. Like, I want something to be, wow, ooh, that's a word. Right?
The word of the day is pornography. Blank face.
Kevin and I
doesn't
just,
really
Kevin
anything.
Just made like very intense eye contact, where I was very disappointed, and he was trying not to laugh.
No, I was gonna say something about the piano. Oh, so I never learned to quote unquote play the piano, but I can play the piano. As in, I don't know theory, but I can make sounds happen.
Okay, I think a lot of people make sounds happen.
It's a thing. One of my bad habits when I've had too much apple juice at a party.
Oh, you're
is,
one of those people? Don't
yeah,
even. Oh,
really bad.
God.
And it started as people being like, oh, come on, you can play the piano, play a little piano. And then it turned into, you ever hear Chopin's?
Yeah, yeah.
Fifth,
who wants to
baby?
Watch me play the piano?
No, not even that.
Really?
Just like, no, it's like, bah, 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 and then everyone's your friend. John is a bar, is a friend of mine. You know?
Yeah.
All right, that's really all I've got. for piano.
I don't have much either.
We're coming up. I really do want to finish this one song. It's probably going to take about 4 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to end our lovely conversation now.
You know what, James? I do. Okay. Also, I gotta be out of here, because I have all the parties and like 20 girlfriends I gotta attend to, and I'm really cool.
Well,
and
I have guy on zero campus. Both of those.
Oh,
so.
I share, but I don't really.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, so I'm gonna leave them. Usually, and by them, I'm doing this more for because not only do I get a power trip off of being on radio and having people listen to me, but so does my dad, because he lives vicariously through me on radio.
Hmm.
And he likes when I play Jay Giles, and I like when I play Jay Giles because they're amazing.
You know, Kevin, that last thing you said about the girlfriends, that was interesting, because you usually say your misogynistic comments off air, but they've been bleeding through.
Whoa!
Yeah.
How is having 20 girlfriends misogynistic? That means I love women 20 times as much.
Well, it was the sharing aspect of it.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose the sharing would imply that you have to be a decent enough person to get them. So I was implying that you're not, if you want to go there.
Wow.
Whoa, you threw the first stone, buddy. You threw the first stone.
Yeah, you threw a boulder back, though. That was,
that's
ouch.
How it goes. All right, so I'm going to leave them, and by them I mean my dad, with Where Did Our Love
and
Go?
And Julian.
And Julian, who's totally listening.
Rip.
Rip.
Who else do we think is listening?
My mom and my brother. Amanda and Michelle.
Maybe Michelle?
Probably Michelle. Where Did Our Love Go? Live from the Live Blow Your Face Out album, 1976. It's a 4-minute song, so that's perfect. All right, so we leave you with that.
Off?
What?
Can
oh, yeah,
sign
do the sign off.
All right, guys, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Mocha Gumbo with me, James.
And Kevin.
We love you guys. Good night.